it's about that time, baby.
My name is Victor, and I'm a winner, and I know what I'm talking about.
Is it about that time? I come out on top. What is he talking about? I'm leaving you out. Yes, what are you talking about? But not a sinner. And you may not. All right, here's something for you. Before you start to criticize. As you look outside and you see rain and colder temperatures. Yeah, that makes you think of snow. That's correct. Here, Dateline, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Wednesday, September 19, 2018 at 5:20 p.m., the official start to fall comes Saturday, which then brings the inevitable arrival of winter, but it is still summer after all. But you wouldn't know it. September snow records already being broken across Alberta. That's right, snow records so far. The snowiest September ever in Alberta so far. Temperatures will remain well below seasonal this week. More signs, summertime snow by week's end. More on the timing and chilling details to come. The chilly pattern persists across Alberta. Let's see here. Cold September air and rounds of snow gave parts of Alberta the first widespread measured snowfall event last week. The Grand Prairie region picked up close to 15 centimeters through Thursday. The city of Edmonton picking up several centimeters between last week's system and more weekend snow on the way. In fact, Edmonton has actually now recorded its snowiest September already, with six consecutive days of snowfall and 22 centimeters reported so far this month. It beat the previous record by almost double. That was set back in 1965 at 12.9 centimeters. And so you're at almost double that. The snow forecasting continues. If you're a skier, could be a great year in places like British Columbia. Who knows? Maybe Northern California again will get pounded with piles and piles of snow. But I just thought I would share that little forecast for you. You know. Hottest September ever? Not in Alberta, wasn't. Tell you that. Mm-hmm. So there you go. More good news for you job seekers out there. And job seekers that, well, didn't complete your bachelor's degree, that's okay. That's okay because more and more companies are saying, if you don't have a bachelor's degree, that's okay. They don't say that you shouldn't get a higher education or pursue higher education. They're saying it's not going to be a barrier to education or a barrier to employment anymore, not having that education complete. And these are big companies, including Google, Nordstrom, Bank of America, Ernst & Young, IBM, and Apple, saying, you know what? We can still get you in, get you started. The changes are coming as job seekers, as well as high school graduates, are considering whether college is worth a skyrocketing cost. Out-of-state public schools are charging an average of $23,000, and for the private colleges, tuitions and fees, $32,000 per year. Then you have to live somewhere and eat and buy books. There are worker shortages in industries across the economy, and companies are saying, well, maybe we don't need college graduates for this job, or maybe we don't need a college graduate for that job. Maybe we can teach somebody, maybe somebody with real-world experience can pull that one off. IBM, for example, says it's now looking at candidates with experience in non-traditional education, such as coding boot camps or industry-related vocational classes. Those with a college degree shouldn't be alarmed, though. Ernst & Young says academic qualifications will remain an important consideration when assessing candidates as a whole. But here's what it indicates to me. People that are self-starters, people that are good learners could go to the internet potentially, learn what they need to learn, apply that learning, and then apply for jobs, and then they could get it done. You see, and so you don't have to have this whole bachelor's degree to get it done. How about some fun for the last couple of minutes here? How about some fun? The weird hexagon, which I didn't even know was there, but you do now, and I do now. The weird hexagon swirling around Saturn's North Pole is apparently much taller than scientists had thought. What hexagon? Go look at the pictures. It's bizarre. It's a 20,000-mile-wide hexagon, a jet stream composed of air moving at about 200 miles an hour. It's a lower atmosphere phenomenon restricted to the clouds of Saturn's troposphere. But the bizarre structure actually extends about 180 miles above those cloud tops up into the stratosphere, at least during the northern spring and summer. That according to a new study. You got to go look at this thing. The hexagon, which surrounds a smaller circled vortex situated at the North Pole, has existed for about 38 years. NASA's Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 spacecraft spotted the sharp cornered feature when they flew by Saturn in 1980 and 1981, respectively. It's a hexagon, but how do you get that? Scientists started to get much more detailed looks at the hexagon in 2004 when the Cassini spacecraft began orbiting the ring planet, but Cassini's hexagon observations were pretty much confined to the troposphere for a decade after its arrival. Springtime didn't come to Saturn's North Pole until 2009. And low temperatures in the stratosphere continued to compromise measurements by the probe's composite infrared spectrometer. I'm just sharing you the information here. I'm just trying to let you know that they're able to figure this out. They're able to use this CSIRS instrument to explore the northern stratosphere for the first time from 2014 onward. Those observations have been analyzed, and they revealed a surprise, the presence of a familiar shape high above the clouds. So what is, to me, I want to know what the formation of a stratospheric hexagon is and how it is created and where it comes from and why it's there. Is it gravity? Is it magnetism? What is it? What creates it? But you should go online. It's fascinating to look at this thing. You know, this six-sided feature at the top of Saturn. It really is fascinating. And this is why we go to space, boys and girls. This is why we have a space program. And yes, we landed on the moon. It was not done on a Hollywood studio. All right, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about getting healthy because I want you to do it. I want you to do it here in September. I want you to get serious about losing weight and feeling great, all right? I want you to do that because we're going to do that with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I'm going to tell you how I've done it, and I want you to be part of it. So stick around for that, would you? It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.